You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
We've heard of all sorts of perverts here on the Dave and Chuck the Freak Show. This one is advanced. I mean, it's nothing groundbreaking or earth-shattering, but it just seems like this guy went over the top to get a peek. Police in Ferndale, Michigan, looking for a bathroom peeping Tom. This happened over the weekend at a bar, and he went into the women's room and then slid under the stall.
What bar do you know?
Soho Lounge.
Oh, that's a gay bar, I think.
Hmm. Huh. Well, that's different.
That's a twist.
There's a lot of twists here, but let's get to the bottom of this from WJBK Fox 2.
Ferndale police want to talk to this guy. Saturday night at Soho Lounge around 11:30, he allegedly stuck his head underneath the woman's bathroom stall while she was going to the bathroom. The woman says the man was in the stall next to her.
She confronted him. She left her stall, opened the door, confronted him, and he was just sitting there masturbating.
And Ferndale police say he wasn't trying to hide a thing.
She walked over to his stall and tried to open the door, and it was locked, and he actually unlocked the stall while he was still in the midst of doing what he was doing. There didn't seem to be any urgency in his desire to escape.
Police say when he was finished, he casually walked out of the bar, Soho Lounge, handing over this surveillance video to detectives and fully cooperating with the investigation.
This incident is definitely disturbing. I'm not sure what's going on in someone's mind when they're seemingly looking to get caught doing what they're doing.
The suspect is described as a black male in his late 20s or early 30s, around 6 feet tall, and he is known to speak very softly.
We feel like maybe if you're freaking out.
What's
that
mean?
We'd like you to call us.
What is he's known to speak very softly mean?
I just talk like this. This is how I do it.
You jerking it in there?
You damn right I am. I'm going to slap my hair.
So soft spoken, I can barely hear you.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
Not good. You're looking at me take a piss.
I realize there's a really high chance that you might be a lesbian.
Nope.
But if you isn't, why don't you come on over to my stall? I will unlock the door.
I'm creeped out and just annoyed because I cannot hear you. You're so soft spoken.
Baby. Baby.
You singing now? What is that?
I'm just sitting here jerking in. I'm jerking in. Come on over to my stall.
That made the story way creepier.
It totally did. It's all so bizarre to begin with. It's a gay bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So was she lesbian or was she straight?
No,
what's he doing
of,
there?
Tons of straight chicks.
Well, that's our safe place. A gay bar?
Yeah. Tons
you ladies were safe nowhere.
Yeah.
Now they're infiltrating.
Right.
Like, yeah, the gay bars. What? Did you see how nice that bathroom was, too?
As the guy, how does he know that she's straight?
Well, he doesn't.
He doesn't care.
Matter.
He just wants to see bits no matter what sexuality.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. He was just looking for girl parts.
That's crazy.
And girls do it, girls peeing.
Is it a unisex bathroom then, or is it just like a?
I think they said the women's bathroom.
Yeah, they said women's.
Did they say women's?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think it's a unisex.
Okay. So he went into the women's.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Weird. But.
Which I call the Dave. He did the Dave and
no,
then.
No, well, I did. I don't intentionally go in. I made the mistake twice in my life of walking into a women's room by mistake.
Yes.
You call it the
don't
Dave.
Don't call it the Dave. Dave. I'm not under a stall jerking.
It makes it sound like
soft.
Dave was like laying down underneath the stall.
Exactly. Like, you can't call it the Dave.
No. The Dave is just going into the women's.
Right. So, but that's not related to this story at all.
So he did the Dave and then he kicked it up.
It's a Dave plus.
The Dave plus.
No.
Plus.
We'll not ever call it the Dave.
And extra.
I'm not a soft-spoken jerker.
He's more of a boisterous.
That is. Like, those poor ladies wanted a real safe place, you know? Yes. They were at a gay bar.
You always feel safe in a gay bar.
That's not.
And that's
not
so crazy that one thing that stands out, police say, a very soft-spoken voice.
Mm-hmm. So they must know. He must.
Well,
go in there all the time.
Or he talked to her a lot. And she's the one that gave them that.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, very scary dude.
An 11-year-old North Carolina boy went after a home intruder with a machete.
Oh, he's badass.
Yeah. He's 11. Yeah. He goes after the home intruder with a machete. And he got him in the head.
He got him in the head?
He got him in the head.
I killed him.
Killed him dead.
I just killed him dead.
That's my third kill.
Couple of twists in this story, though, and here it is now from ABC 11. Take a listen.
Amazingly, the boy was not afraid. Now, Burlington police say that they received a tip that the suspect was at his parents' home. That is where they found him. And tonight, the boy is speaking exclusively with us about how he fought the man off.
You shouldn't have done what you've done. And you're better off to get a job than breaking into other people's house.
That's Braden Smith's message to the man accused of breaking into his home while he was alone. Friday, authorities say 19-year-old Jatavian Hall entered the boy's home through a window. Braden was on his phone with his mom.
He pointed a pellet gun at me that was located in our house. And I knew that it wasn't loaded, so I just sat down and got in my closet like he told me to. And then he went into the living room to grab my phone to make sure I didn't call the 911 or anything. When I saw him try to put it in his pocket, I grabbed my machete off of my wall and went to hit him. And I hit him in the back of the head, like right here.
Braden's machete, a gift he normally uses to chop down trees. But on Friday, it was apparently a weapon in self-defense.
Okay. He almost
a lesson
chopped.
His dad taught him a few years ago when thieves ransacked their home.
If they come in the door, you let them have it. Were you scared?
It was like, it went by really fast. And I knew that I didn't have any time to think about what I was going to do.
Orange County Sheriff's deputies say Hall rushed to the hospital, later escaping, refusing further treatment when he knew they were looking for him. With Hall in custody, investigators are now looking for two of his alleged accomplices. This Father's Day, Braden says he'd feel safer if they were caught, but he's ready to protect himself again.
I knew I had to act in the heat of the moments. Always have your kids prepared for anything.
Great message there. Hall is in jail at this hour, and he will appear in court on Monday.
That's one of those kids that's like old beyond his years.
Yeah, he's right? Trained well by his father too.
Sure,
yeah, that's like a little me.
Yeah exactly.
I don't know. Just kicked in. I decapitated a guy. It was wild times. Made a real mess. They don't tell you about that.
You just protect all your helmets.
Yeah, what? I'd be like, closet. You better just sit down, bub. Drop those helmets.
Well, did you know that he was stayed in the closet until he noticed the guy take his cell phone, and then he was like, oh, time for the machete.
Yeah.
Grab it off the wall because I cut down trees in my spare time as a kid.
What are your kids cutting down trees? What are you, George Washington?
That's like a burglar, though, not really paying full attention to his surroundings, huh?
Yeah.
Because, like, he walked in the room and was like, kid, get in the closet, and didn't realize, like, there's a machete, a bunch of swords, and everything.
That kid's like a total badass. He's like Bullet Tooth Tony from Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels or something. He's like,
I don't think you're aware that pellet gun is completely useless.
I have all the bullets in my closet, but I also have this huge knife that I'm going to try and decapitate you with.
So I'm going to hit you in the back of the neck.
So it didn't cut him? Like, it didn't?
Well, he was injured. He went to the hospital, but then when he realized they were looking for him, he escaped from the hospital.
How didn't he die?
Yeah.
Like, we had a machete in here, and if I would hit any of you in the back of the neck,
I was going to say maybe it wasn't too sharp, but then again, he's using it to cut down trees, so it's got to be a...
Yeah, sharp.
Exactly.
It's the year of the machete.
It is.
It so is. Even 11-year-olds using them.
Jesus.
You didn't hit him in the leg or the arm, but right for the back of the neck.
He's like, I wanted him to stop living. I wanted him to stop.
Would have been a totally different story if he had decapitated a guy in his house.
I don't think he would have been disturbed by it at all. I think he'd been like, that's what he gets.
And like, he was way smaller than I thought he was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Because I thought he was going to be like some of the freaks that play on my baseball team where they're taller than me.
Yeah.
And they're 11. And like that kid, like this kid here,
average.
That kid, if he swung a machete at you, you're dead.
Oh, yeah.
You know, then there's little Rowan. But this guy was kind of small, so maybe that helped this guy live.
Well, he goes by, if they come in the door, you let him have it. That's what dad taught me. And that's what he lives
by. If they come through the door,
you let him have it.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's different. A little more violent Home Alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really haven't had that same talk with my kids. Yeah, they come in the door, you let them have it.
You let them have it.
You want them to be prepared. You also don't want to terrify them.
Where
at
were
the same
they at?
Time. North Carolina.
Mm. Yeah. They're always ready for them.
How do you... I mean, is it a problem there? That you have to really give your kids that talk?
It depends where you live. I mean, anywhere. Depending on where you live, anywhere. It's not a bad talk.
Sure.
But I can't imagine.
Machete.
Dad, listen. Chopped a guy's head off.
What? What do you mean?
Chopped a guy's head off, Dad. I don't.
You like really decapitated mad. Him?
Yeah,
or?
You know, like what you always say.
Like a man that was just on the street.
No. Guy tried to come in. I chopped his head clean off. He took my cell phone.
Oh my God! Did you do it on the new carpet?
Yeah.
Oh man. Oh well. At least you did what you were supposed
him.
To. Yeah, that's good. You did what you were supposed to do.
I chopped his arms off and his legs.
Oh,
you told me.
You are quite disturbing now. You did not have to do that.
Took his hands off, his feet. Just chopped him at the knees.
Really?
All in bags.
Oh,
ready,
my
Dad.
God. I have a tiny Buffalo Bill on my hands.
Yeah, got the cement.
Yeah. If it goes further, you should probably worry a little bit about your child.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rate Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
I had no idea this was even a thing, but there's a big argument over where Long Island iced tea was invented.
I never really? Thought about it.
I always thought it was, you know, Long Island.
It's called that.
Yeah.
It is.
So bartenders in Long Island, New York, and bartenders in Kingsport, Tennessee, have been feuding over where Long Island iced tea was invented. So they held a contest. Tennessee actually won.
Hmm.
But now New York says it was friggin' rigged.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
And now they're threatening to sue. CBS 11 has the Long Island iced tea story here.
Wow. A New York bar is calling for an investigation after a competition over an alcoholic drink. The Long Island Iced Tea Challenge was held last week in Washington, D.C. Here's video from the watch party in Kingsport. The goal to determine who had the best tasting version of the mixed drink, a bar in New York or a bar in Kingsport.
Look at that watch
Kingsport
party.
Won that competition, which the New Yorkers now called a fraud. Anger from a New York bar owner.
This is just fake news. She wanted to go back to Kingsport and say, we're the champions. We beat New York.
Butch Umali, owner of Hudson's on the Mile, the bar that competed against the team from Kingsport last week in Washington, D.C., a taste test he now says was rigged. Results, null and void. Umali says his team was excluded from negotiations beforehand and put at a disadvantage when the competition took place.
And they even made themselves their own trophies. I'm like, this is crazy.
Umali said his team spent thousands of dollars to compete in New York, and then in Kingsport, and finally in Washington, D.C.
We took the hospitality. We trusted them because we thought they were our friends.
Now he says they're considering legal action against Visit Kingsport, the city's tourism bureau.
So they're taking taxpayer money to go and drink? New York would never do that. I don't want anything. I don't need to win. I don't care about that. I just don't want them to continue wasting taxpayers' money.
Late Monday, the head of Visit Kingsport said Hudson's on the Mile was aware of all plans and agreed to arrangements about the event and location. Judd Teague says at first he thought this was just the Long Island team's way of keeping the competition going, now calling it very unfortunate and disappointing if they really feel this way. According to the bar's owner, they really do.
The people there are awesome. And I just don't want them to be had by some hokey tourism bureau.
So there is a Long Island in Kingsport, Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And they say in the 1920s there, a bartender invented the Long Island iced tea using maple syrup as an ingredient. That's their special recipe.
Okay, but...
But in Long Island, they say it actually was invented there in the 70s, and theirs doesn't have maple syrup.
Well, here's the thing. And that's have the you ever had one with no maple... Have you ever had one with maple syrup?
Never.
No.
I never
Well, then
have.
Guess who wins?
Yeah. The real Long Island.
The real Long Island, right?
Yeah.
It's such a 1985 drink, really, or 85 to 95.
Well, to me, it,
had its day.
When you order a Long Island, you're saying to me you want to numb some pain.
Right, because it's 2.5 ounces of booze.
Yeah.
In the traditional recipe, it's rum, vodka, gin, tequila, triple sec, 1/2 ounce of each.
Yeah.
And then it's sour mix and Coke's added for the color.
Yeah, a little splash of Coke.
Nah, there's no maple syrup in the any recipe I've ever seen.
No, that's really bizarre. I think that Tennessee did rig it.
Well, of course. Can't trust Tennessee. Everyone knows that.
No, you can't. Tennessee.
Never had I ever heard that that was the place that invented Long Island iced tea.
No, it's really bizarre.
Long Island.
It's crazy that they've had like 3 events.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For this.
Really get into it.
Like, holy cow.
Wasted.
It's like, that's the thing.
You see that one guy taste testing you with a straw?
Dude, every time they would, like, talk to somebody from the crowd, the person was like, Garvambler, breathless.
Hunch. That was judge number one. Judge number two, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Gibbly bap, square boot. Two kids.
Thank you, Judge number two. Judge number three, give us a little bit about your history.
Oh boy.
That's enough, Judge number three. Yeah. That's enough.
There's vomit everywhere.
Oh my God.
I think I was into them for like a minute.
Yeah.
When I was younger.
It's like a young person drink.
But it was, and that's why, because there was a place that would sell them as the regular price as most drinks, but you were getting 2.5 ounces of booze in it.
Right. There's so much booze in it.
Just about bang for your buck.
That's the draw.
Yeah, like anyone I ever knew that was drinking them to get bombed.
Yeah, right, yes,
like,
of course.
To get bombed.
Like on the cheap.
Yeah,
on the cheap. Like bombed on the cheap.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember making them at the Red Lobster at the peak of the Long Island iced tea.
No.
Oh,
that
God,
was like everyone ordered
non-stop.
Them. Yeah. It's some cheesy Red Lobster name they gave it, but.
It is like 2 or 3 of them. Yeah, what is it? What it's called like a.
I forget what Red Lobster calls it.
No, the drink I'm remembering from the Red Lobster was the Lobsterita.
Oh, the Lobsterita.
They had a giant margarita that is called the Lobsterita.
Huh.
Yeah, but they gave a cheesy name to the Long Island Iced Tea.
Yeah.
At least back in the day, and it may not still be the same. But, yeah, we were just... there was a time when that was all we made, it seems.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone ordered that.
Yeah, it was. I can't... The last time I had one, I think I was probably 21.
Yeah, I'd have been
Time.
And it was because I had like $5.
Yeah.
And I was real sad.
So now Kirk wants to chime in. You say they're both wrong. Is that right, Kirk?
Yeah. Hey, I used to be I've been in the restaurant business about 30 years, okay? Owned my own place and worked for several national chains, one of them being TGI Fridays back in the 80s. TGI Fridays was the inventor of the Long Island iced tea and actually quite a few other things. The potato skin, matter of fact, they invented the potato skin, not actually the potato, but, I know we want to stay on the Long Island, but, I mean, TGI Fridays back in the 70s was quite an innovative company.
What are you, Mr. Friday? What the hell's going on here?
Wait a second. Like, they say the drink was from the 20s, though.
No, I don't. The 20s, people weren't even, cocktails were invented back in soda shops, back in the Dr. Pepper days and so forth. I mean, back.
But they say that TGI Fridays claims they invented it, but can't back that up. So did you just fall for all the TGI Friday hoopla when you were there? Might have
been. Are you in the pocket of Big Friday, sir?
Yes.
Let me tell you something. It's as simple as I know the potato skin isn't on that subject, but the way the potato skin was invented.
This guy.
The
potato skin historian.
I'm not trying to be a technical geek here. I was with Fridays when I was about 28 years old, and I've been with several other national chains. Anyway, listen, I mean, the potato skin was, I mean, they used to scoop the potatoes to make mashed potatoes. They had leftover skins back in the day, all right? And somebody put cheese and bacon on it. And, it, you know, today the top three appetizers on any menu are chicken fingers or wings. Now, wings, skins, and nachos.
Oh, God, Kirk, thanks so much, man. Yeah. I cannot handle it anymore.
Really passionate about super passionate.
I was waiting for some mozzarella stick facts, guys. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Sorry, James. Sorry.
Who invented that?
TGI Fridays.
TGI Fridays, again, they claim they invented it, but there's no real evidence backing that up. They say they can only claim that they're the ones that brought them to the masses.
Yeah.
Like, they certainly popularized them, but whether they invented them or not, I know this guy's all in on his Fridays.
He's really, he's own some stock in TGI Fridays, so obviously. Obviously. Yeah. His dad owns two of them.
He must. I don't know. He's all in on Fridays, but yeah, there's other claims that they were invented like in the early 70s by somebody else.
There have been, like, to say that there was no cocktails in 1920 is, like, absolutely ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
I just want to make outlandish food claims.
It's more likely that there was a cocktail of just booze the older you go back, where it was like, oh, we just mixed different types of booze together. And
In the Depression era?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were just drinking it out of a bathtub.
Right.
Like a flapper or whatever she was, dancing.
Yeah, there's another report that said this guy who worked at a place called R.J. Grunts is the guy who invented the potato skins.
R.J. Grunts?
R.J. Grunts.
I just want to start a restaurant and be like, we invented...
Great job, Grunts.
Green Bean's new restaurant is going to claim that we invented turkey.
You did, though, didn't you?
We did. We
I mean,
turkey.
I'm sure you did. You brought it to the masses.
We took chicken and we made them bigger.
Yeah, we invented turkeys in 1986. 1986, he invented turkeys.
That's right. We also invented lemonade.
First place ever to take a lemon, squeeze it down,
we
add some sugar.
Pretty sour. What if we added some sugar?
Lemonade. 1986.
Yeah, RJ Grunts is a longtime eatery known for its massive salad bar, plus comfort food classics and a nostalgic vibe. RJ Grunts.
RJ Grunts.
They're in Chicago.
Huh.
I mean, come on. I mean, potato skins.
We invented tater tots.
I love that that guy had like a TGI Fridays manager who told him all this stuff.
And he was like,
that's the gospel.
Oh, yeah.
He did. He bought it.
Fridays invented
it. He's like, I will spread the word.
So from the dark-sided files in the news this morning, how did a torso get into a guy's car in Tennessee?
Hmm.
Let's get the story from WBIR-TV.
Here at the corner of Sutherland Avenue and Harry Street, witnesses say that there is now a fresh pole from where the car rammed into it and destroyed it.
It's heartbreaking.
Sutherland Avenue stayed closed for several hours Sunday morning. Investigators had to piece together what happened during a car chase that started on I-40 and finished at the corner of Sutherland and Harry Street. When the Tennessee Highway Patrol finally confronted the driver, 29-year-old DeRay Johnson, he had a human torso in the passenger seat floorboard. THP says Johnson struck and killed 65-year-old Daryl Eugene Butler. They found the other half of the body near where they thought Johnson hit Butler.
Sweet
Gus's
God.
World-famous fried chicken employee Perkella Etherton saw the investigation going on later Sunday morning.
Looked like someone had come completely through the windshield. There was like a big, huge hole in the windshield.
The report says Johnson had been driving erratically on I-40 heading west near downtown. When a trooper pulled him over, the officer heard him yelling that he had to get his family. Johnson then drove off. The trooper followed him down the 17th Street exit and onto Western and then to Middlebrook. He then crashed into the pole on Sutherland. Investigators believe Johnson was driving while intoxicated, and the report says there was evidence of drug use. He told the trooper he was, quote, blitzed after drinking 1,800 tequila. The warrant says when asked who was in the Chevy with him, Johnson said he and the passenger had switched seats. Johnson faces charges of vehicular homicide, evading arrest, and driving with a revoked license. He has a lengthy arrest record that includes a DUI in 2017 in Knox County.
THP says they will continue to investigate what happened. Back to you.
So the dude just came apart.
Thank you.
He hit the guy so hard that he split in half. And
sweet
then
God.
Half of him is laying in there.
And then he left the other half.
He left
right?
the other half.
Yeah, on the road.
My Lord.
Then he put it in the floor
Well, no, I think it just fell down. It just was went through the, like, so, and then it just was down, you know.
Yeah. I like how they were like, vehicular homicide, another DUI. And also, he didn't have his license.
Yeah. Human torso.
Yeah, human torso. Guy cut in half. Drunk as could be. Drugs. Also, the guy didn't use his turn signals.
Also, his plate was not updated.
Expired tags?
Expired tags. License plate light burned out.
All the tickets.
That's going to be some points, fella.
Yeah, stuff that really doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody's insurance is going through the roof.
Yeah, the little thing they make you put in your car and tracks your every move. It doesn't have a setting for human torso in the seat.
No, it does not.
No.
You're talking about like that insurance thing you plug
in. Yeah.
Keep my rate down.
Yeah, exactly. They can tell if I'm a good driver or not. I chopped an old man in half today.
Jesus.
He did. Oh my God. And he just left his legs.
He left his legs.
He was at the side of the road.
Talking to the thing.
Oh my God.
That's insane.
We just switched seats. No, you didn't.
You were not wearing your seatbelt, bud.
Crazy story.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's her mom in the UK, and she started a sex doll rental business. She has four kids.
She's smart.
Oh, yeah.
I guess smart, but again, I wouldn't want to be her kid.
Oh,
right?
No.
His mom has a basement full of sex dolls.
She's just renting them, though. I mean, it's not as...
Oh, like it's in her basement?
Well, here's
the weirdos come up, up to the door.
Hey,
hi.
I'm here for the sex dolls.
I rented out one.
They bring it back. When they bring it back, it would be really weird.
Well,
can
that's
you
what
give
she
this
said.
Your mom?
She says when they bring it back, it could be messy.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Messy is the word they use. Here's a little taste of her story here.
Sex doll official first came to life from reading an article in a newspaper. It was about a sex doll brothel. And it just... pricked my imagination, excuse the pun. We have covered every angle, you know, renting, buying, customizing. You know, it's a customer's wet dream, literally. Jesus. These dolls will give you an idea as to the different shapes and sizes that the dolls can come in. I mean, they're fully flexible.
Look at the fingers are
the hands and the feet move.
Hand drop we're on wrong.
Whole body bends, so you can put them into any position that you like. You can change their makeup, you can put different eyelashes on them, you can put different wigs on them. And these were doll samples from our generic line that we did. We're actually discontinuing this along with the rentals at the moment.
It's huge scoopy boobs.
Yeah. Doll rental business. It was very, very exciting to start with, being the first company in the whole world to offer a weekly doll rental service. However... it's a very messy business. The dolls do not come back in the best condition.
No.
So turnover of the dolls is quite high.
We
soon realized
really
we were better focusing on the generic sales and to our customized dolls as well.
Look at that one. That's crooked.
It's got a bad eye, that one.
He's been through some stuff.
That's
a
Bezos.
That one has
the Bezos.
It's got swaffled about six times too many.
This one, she came back a little different. the man who rented her really fancied her eye sockets. So she's different now.
Definitely banged her eyeball.
He did, dude. Somebody
oh
did.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, he did. You're right.
Oh, my goodness.
Hit her with it a lot.
I've never
there.
Seen a doll look broken in emotionally, you know. But it's true. She's seen some things that week.
Imagine, like, Toy Story was real and all these dolls came to life.
God.
And,
oh
as soon
God.
As someone left the room.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't believe it.
I mean, she told me just like a little bit of what went on, and I cried for 8 weeks. So, yeah.
Someone said my friend's mom used to work selling her panties. And a lot of the time they were asked to be pee-soaked or poop-stained.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. Tale as old as time.
What people are into is insane, they say. Yeah, we've heard that a million times. But it's, again, a whole different tale if that's your mom. Mm-hmm. If my mom's selling her pee-soaked panties, then I'm not going to have a normal life.
No.
Nope. No.
We David's life would have taken it.
And time. I don't think that these kids are going to have a normal life either. No. Just in like the little interview they did with mom. When mom's a disaster already.
Right. Yeah. If mom was smart, you put the kids to work and then have them clean out the sex dolls.
Oh, my God.
Contribute to the family business.
She's
you know?
Only 36, so her kids are obviously pretty young. But you can tell she's well off. Like, they've done well from this business.
Well, yeah.
Sure. Wow, they unleashed that saggy big boob one there.
I don't think even it's know affected that the kids that we have headless dolls hanging from chains. They think that's a bit horrible.
It is wild.
Wow, that one's a little ashy. That's been through some stuff, too. They've had to powder her down from whatever she went through.
She required some touch-up.
Oh, their kids are 15, 12, and 6. Wow. Oh, and a 2-year-old daughter. So, yeah, the 12-year-old's old enough to know mommy and daddy's business. But it looks like it's brought them a pretty good life. Hmm.
I just can't get over whatever happened to that doll's eye.
Yeah.
Something bad. She says that the sex doll business, she thinks it's going to be totally normal very soon. She says it's going to be like having a vibrator in the house, just another sex toy or a sex aid. Do you guys think we'll reach that point?
Well, I do.
It won't be as shocking?
I really think it's like I think it's a huge, it could be a huge business.
Yeah, I do. I think it's going to be.
Because people don't economically have the means to buy them.
Right. So and it's going to be harder and harder to find someone to you'd actually want to be with. And then also there's a big change in how people are looking at being with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I just look at the Asian countries alone and how there's way more guys. Like,
yeah.
Like, it's funny because, like, in an Asian country, like, one guy will get, like, 4 chicks.
Mm-hmm.
They'll all be fighting over him. But then there'll be like 8 guys who can't even get, who've never kissed a girl.
Right.
And if you have countries where guys have never kissed a girl, this is going to take off.
Well, and the generations coming up are all like phone attached. And
yeah.
So she's asked about the strange requests she gets. She said she had one recently for a Michael Myers doll.
Oh,
which
no.
Was a bit too weird for her.
Nope.
What does that mean? Do you mean the guy from Saturday Night Live, or do you mean the murderer?
The murderer, I believe.
Murderer. I figured as much.
I believe the murderer.
Can I get a Michael Myers with some double D's, please?
No, that's crazy.
So, is this ran out of her house? Is that?
It was. Or? That's where they started. I don't think they're there anymore.
Yeah,
but
it looks like a nicer.
Yeah, they started it in their own house.
Yeah.
And then they've grown it to something
you
much
don't
bigger.
You want to have those weirdos come to your house.
No,
you don't.
Maybe meet it.
And you also don't want to have a basement full of sex dolls for your kids to run around and play with. This person said, I'm the mom that does the dirty things. I shoot porn.
Hmm.
She says, my kids know. We just don't talk about it.
Thanks, Mom.
Kids know?
Kids know somehow.
Yeah, my mom's downstairs doing the show.
Well, she might be one of those, like, she could be the hot for teacher or whatever. You don't know. Yeah. Like, those guys.
Right, the cam show stuff.
Cam show stuff, and you're older. There's MILFs everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? And you got to remember, some people have a kid when they're, like, 21, 20 years old. And so when they're 35, they're still camming.
Right.
Another person said that my mom wrote a sex story that actually won an award. But I still haven't brought myself to hear it years later. I can understand that. If my mom wrote an award-winning erotic novel,
awards?
I would not read it. I'm not going to read it.
The dirtiest
would
book
you guys
of all
read
time.
It? If your mom wrote an award-winning erotic novel, would you read it?
No.
Probably not.
I would.
You would, James. Yeah.
I'd read it.
I mean, if your mom wrote one, I'd read it the next day. It'd be one of the first books I've read
cover
to cover.
Every time I picked up my phone, it'd be you reading it to me.
Yep.
I know that.
I feel like
you'd
have a pipe and everything, and you'd just be like,
"Oh my God." I'd have a YouTube channel dedicated to it.
I'd read it if any of your moms wrote an erotic story.
Exactly.
You'd do the audio book.
As read by Chuck the Freak.
I would. I'd get Dave's mom to be the female.
Look at the feet on that one there.
They twist and...
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, they...
Look at that.
It's all live.
Oh, no.
What is that?
That's the guy.
That's one of the male dolls.
Why does he look like that?
Johnny Sins, porn star Johnny Sins, is one of her most popular male sex dolls.
He looks a bit like Moby.
I wonder if he's a gay porn star.
Probably.
Never heard of him.
Nope. My friend's mom, this person said, used to sell herself on Craigslist. We found the ad once.
Ooh. That's the worst out of all of them. You can write erotic books. I guess you can shoot your cam porn. You can soak your panties in pee and ship them off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But finding your mom on Craigslist.
Prostitute, yeah.
Yeah. My mom's an online hooker.
Yep. That's the worst.
That's a rough go.
That is. Be thankful you.
So when you rent these things, I just wonder if this is like, or when you rent a car, you can opt for the insurance.
I think you better get it.
I think you should get it too. Look at that eye.
On that eye.
How much that eye costs.
You better get it.
Yeah.
Would it be covered under your homeowner's insurance?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
That would be hilarious.
Imagine having to try to.
Yeah, listen. This guy brought this thing back. It was a mess.
Someone said, I'm glad you guys think a mom going to sex toy parties is weird. I've been invited a few times and I've refused to me because that's the oddest thing. But my mom doesn't see it that way. She thinks it's odd and awkward.
It's like a weird older lady thing, right?
Yeah, but going to one with your mom is also a little odd to me, too. Like, if mom's buying
this
stuff.
This one's like your father. Look at that. It's
like, have you guys seen that show Smothered? It's like moms and daughters that do everything together. Like, they share bathwater and they talk about other sexual stuff and stuff.
God.
Nope.
It could be a relationship like that.
Jesus.
This person said mom was a stripper. Couldn't afford a babysitter, so my two sisters and I sat backstage while she worked. Ooh, they saw stuff.
I know. I saw a stripper that had a kid that worked at the club. It was wild.
But was the kid older?
Yeah.
Yeah, the kid worked there, right? Yeah.
And his mom was a specific type of stripper. She did many tricks.
Did the things in the back?
Fire stuff.
Oh, fire stuff.
Yeah, she was like magicians.
Wow.
Yeah. Goodness.
Oh, my God.
My mom has flaming titties.
Someone said one of my friends is a lesbian erotic story author, and she has a son who just discovered that she writes like that. Same kind of. I mean, I guess it's no easier if it's lesbian erotic.
No, because you know those ideas are dancing around inside, and you know to make it any good.
Johnny Sins, by the way, apparently one of the biggest male porn stars, and he for sure ain't gay. Someone said.
Oh, okay,
he's an effing legend.
Oh.
Jeez. They're very passionate.
Literally.
About Johnny Sins.
Calm down.
I know. Relax.
God damn.
They're offended that Chuck called him gay, I guess.
No, I don't know a lot of the guy porn stars.
That's okay. Know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought.
We wouldn't expect you to.
I know some of them.
Mm-hmm. But not all their names. All right. The Times of India coming up right now. What went wrong during a government press conference? Let's get to that.
The Times of India.
Chuck's really feeling it today.
That's super good.
Every time.
What do you, I feel it every
time. That guitar really gets you?
That's great.
What's happening? You were like super into it. Like you were playing the biggest air sitar I've ever seen.
Listen to it. Hold on. Ready?
Yeah.
I've never seen someone do air sitar before.
Give it to us.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Is he high? What's happening?
No, this is just incredible music. Nasty.
I've never seen you get into it.
I've never seen it either.
They haven't been paying attention to us, huh?
Yeah, no, they don't. They haven't seen
it. Me and Andy
Chuck have been doing that for years.
I know you like it, but I've never seen you get that into it before.
We get into it.
We do.
So, listen to it. Although this is the Times of India, we're heading to their next-door neighbor, Pakistan, for this story. Sorry there. Shakut Yufazi.
Yes.
He was briefing journalists the other day. Government news conference. But someone accidentally turned on the cat filter on Facebook Live. So people tuned in to watch this official government press conference...
Yes, Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf.
There's how it happened. That's how he looked.
Oh my God!
As he spoke, he had the cat filter on him.
I want to be taken very seriously.
The filter, superimpose pink ears and whiskers on his face and that of other officials sitting beside him when they came into the shot.
Was that accidental?
They say it was because it was deleted minutes after the press conference aired live.
He's got whiskers.
They say it was human error by the party.
He's dead.
Yeah. We killed him promptly.
Yes, he is dead.
He forgot to turn cat filter off. We kill him right away.
Here's one. Here's the guy beside him. Here's a cat.
You're accused of leaving the cat filter on Facebook Live. You're sentenced to death.
Well, this is all they say. All necessary actions have been taken to avoid such incidents in the future.
Lisa called it. Dead as can be.
Yep. You're right, Lise.
He dead. He dead as hell. He's so dead.
No more sitar for him.
Nope, just the one in the sky.
Oh, man. Poor bastard.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.